Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is Funnel Hacker Radio. We're kind of on a new little twist here. I brought Miles in. He's going to help here with the interview as well. My name's Dave Woodward, but the most important person is the one we're bringing on right now. I want to introduce you to one of our two Comic Club winners. He actually happens to be our newest eight-figure award winner. And let me introduce you to the CEO of Madoma, is Dr. or Mr.? What should I go by here?
Mr.
Mr. Lloyd Hale. Lloyd, welcome to the show, bud.
Hey. Thanks for having me. I'm excited for this, actually.
This is going to be a lot of fun for us. So tell people a little bit about your background. As a chiropractor and everything else, and kind of what in the world are you using ClickFunnels for?
Yeah, we use ClickFunnels for like lead generation, and then coming in for like a new patient promotion. And then really how I started was I'm actually not a chiropractor too. A lot of people, so we actually own an MSO, which is a management service organization. And then, so the short of it is I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life.
Join the crowd. A lot of us are in that same situation, not knowing what we want to do.
Yeah. I was thinking about going to chiropractic school. My wife said, hey, you should probably volunteer somewhere to see if you like it. And I was like, well, yeah, that's probably smart. And then, so I volunteered there, and then through the process, I started doing the marketing there. And I really liked that I really saw that I like the business side of it more, and creating kind of an infrastructure so that other people can help people. You know, I saw kind of the compound result of creating a business that could, you know, satisfy that, you know, instead of actually being the provider that actually did the treatment, whatever it was. And so, you know, I started developing this idea about integrating, like doing an integrated clinic where you incorporate massage, corn replacement therapy, stem cell therapy, you know, just stuff like that. And then it's, you know, we opened the first one about 5 years ago, and it was just me and my business partner. And then it's kind of snowballed. Now we have four locations, like in the Dallas, Fort Worth area. And then this year, well, hopefully next year, we'll start franchising it too. So we're getting geared up for that too. We actually have James Frill coming in next week to help us with our systems.
Oh, that's fantastic. Good guy to have coming in.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm super excited about that. I'm trying not to, like, change anything right now. You know, like, okay, let's get his opinion on it.
You know? So, Lloyd, basically the business model is, so it's the traditional chiropractic, and then you've added massage. And what else did you add to it? The audio broke up there.
Yeah, no, it's we don't actually do chiropractic at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's more.
I'm so sorry. For some reason, I've got on this chiropractic kick. I apologize.
Oh no. No, because I came from a chiropractic background. It's physical therapy and rehab, and then we incorporate massage into it too.
Oh, cool.
So it's just kind of I worked at this wellness clinic that he sold this pillow that was like $150, and like no one wanted to buy it, you know? And then when they did buy it, like it hurt their neck, you know? So I was like, well, why don't we sell like a moderately priced pillow that actually people would use, you know? And so people just love like that environment, like the massage spa environment. So I was like, well, this way we can really kind of emphasize the personalized care component. And so that's where it's evolved in integrated medicine, where we created a framework. It's discover, integrate, optimize. And it's so at the center of that, we put the person at the center of care, you know, so everything's really personalized to their specific needs, you know?
So Lloyd, on that, is a lot of this paid for by insurance, or is it all cash carry type of stuff?
Yeah, both. It's a hybrid.
Hybrid? Okay.
Yeah.
And you're looking obviously as far as the franchise. Before we talk about the franchise thing, let's kind of go back with your current model. Obviously, we're looking right now behind you as two Comic Club plaques. So you've already hit what did you do first to hit the first million?
Spend a lot of money on Facebook.
So you're driving Facebook ads in to it as an application, or they come
in? It's just a lead gen. It's just opt-in for our new client, new patient, special. We actually call people clients before they actually start care. You know, because we have a massage component where there's not any kind of medical oversight, so they can get a massage without that. And so when they're initiating with us, we typically just call it a client. You know, okay. So new client special. You know.
So what's the lead gen model then? You're going from Facebook ad. What's the first thing you're targeting?
Targeting as in what kind of person?
No, as far as the funnel, where are you going?
Yeah, they just go to our landing page and they opt in there. And then they go
What are they opting in for though, Lloyd?
Our new client special, like an introductory like massage package.
Okay.
Yep. And then they don't pay for it there. They go to a scheduling page. And then they request the appointment. And then, you know, if they drop, you know, so every step on the process, so if they drop out of it, there's a contingency, you know. We do a lot of text messaging.
Okay.
So if they opt in and then don't go to the, you know, don't opt in, like don't actually request the appointment, then we're pushing them to request, you know. And if they don't, if they request, and then we're pushing them to show. So we create kind of a methodology, we say, you know, people call it different things. So it's kind of like we say, you know, opted in, push to request. And that would be our play for that, you know. And so like every step, you know, we systemize it, you know. So we have less holes, less gaps in the process.
For some reason, I got the lawnmower and decided to, to cut the grass today.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I want to kind of make sure. So if people are listening here, the idea then is, you're taking them on a Facebook ad. What's the demographic you're typically targeting then? Is it primarily female from a massage type of thing? Are you going male and female?
Yeah, we've always struggled with guys, getting guys in. So a lot of times, like, the women will, like, tag their hut, like, on the post, and that's how we get guys in more than anything. I just do it all to women.
Okay.
All right.
You're targeting women.
Get the best reach that way.
What age group?
We'd usually do 28 to 64.
Okay. So basically women between 28 to 64 to come in for a free massage or a
It's $49.
$49.
I think we're going to raise the price actually too. I think it's probably too cheap because we don't want to be the cheapest.
So they come in for the $49. What software are you using as far as the texting? Are you using Twilio or Scipio? What do you typically use for your
picture funnel?
What is it?
Picture funnel. Yeah.
And then, so the follow-up then is through text. Are you also doing email and Messenger?
No. I've tried to play with Messenger. Technically we could, but the numbers didn't bear out to focus on it. And the text messaging seems to be the best for us. Maybe for a local business, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what my assumption was. I was trying to get Messenger to work hardcore. I spent a lot of time and money. I just couldn't get it to work. I had this whole idea where I was trying to like get people to opt into Messenger and then had this like health tips daily thing, you know, every other, you know, it just wasn't. Finally, I had to say, okay, enough's enough. You know, I can't.
So your follow-up then is through text. Walk me through the rest of the funnel. So they come in, basically they sign up for a free client massage type of thing, $49.
So they have a consult with our, wellness, we call them wellness coordinators. And then they do, if it feels like it's a good fit, you know, then they'll introduce our medical staff there, and they'll do a traditional like orthopedic exam. You see what, you know, muscle imbalances, all, you know, anybody would know essentially. Yeah. That knows anything about that. And then based off that, we develop a care plan for them. And then our wellness coordinator goes over it, incorporates the insurance and whatever the out of pocket would be, and then that's where the sale happens.
So that's fantastic.
We have a patient education. We're really not really a hard push type of sales type of thing. That we try to focus on that, you know. So a lot of people just don't understand how the normal like sitting at a desk all day is going to affect them, and they think, well, I have a crick in my, you know, like I need to go get a massage. I have a crick in my neck. That's kind of like, you know. It's like, well, there's like repetitive injury happening right there, you know? So that's something that you can diagnose, and that's something that can be treatable And, you know, and then if you're can't change your job, you know, then there's something that there's a wellness component of that that needs to be had to make sure that you're can function, you know, properly, you know.
Well, I'm sitting here adjusting my posture as I'm sitting. I'm like,
no, everybody does it, dude. Everybody.
Thing is, I actually bought this. So speaking of little gadgets and gadgets on Facebook, I saw is either Facebook or Instagram. This little thing that you put in the middle of your back and it's supposed to chirp and prompt. Thing I've learned that is does absolutely no good if it sits on the desk and not on your back.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you'd be surprised how many people, like, I talk about this, and they're like, oh, yeah.
I find myself adjusting. I'm like,
I did too. I was leaned over and kind of leaned back. I have a question for you, because taking a step back, you said right now you're targeting only females, and then they end up, like, tagging their spouse or their boyfriend or a guy that they know.
Yeah.
What would you say is the percentage of female to male, like, ratio coming in for the consultation? Because I'm interested to see that.
Yeah, it's probably 70, 30, 80, 20. I mean, it's very high in female.
Okay, but you guys learned pretty quickly not to waste money on a demographic that wasn't paying attention to the ads and letting the demographic you were targeting
target
those people for you.
Right.
But I was just interested in kind of how that worked there. So thank you.
It's a lot of money spent on ads that weren't producing. And then you look at the insights and like, okay, it's all female. Let's maybe just do that.
So Lloyd, walk me through as far as kind of what's the lifetime value of that client? They're basically coming in at $49. What's it cost to acquire that customer?
Estimate we are good with 200 acquisition cost.
Okay.
And then 250, but our life, like, on average is about 3,500. We estimate some more, some less. I mean, I was looking at the numbers the other day. There's somebody, because they did a bunch of stuff. I mean, it was chronic. So this is super unusual. But I think there's one lady that needed like $50,000 worth of stuff done.
Wow.
You know? So, I mean, it's just, you know, but on average, we say about 35.
Dude, that's crazy.
That's 10X. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I'll take that 10 to 15X all day long.
Yeah.
Great ROI.
Well, then it allows us to kind of, you know, like, because our basic, our, you know, like a Massage Envy is our basically our, you know, we're competitors with them. Technically we're not, but I mean, functionally, like from a market standpoint, that's our nearest competitor. And so, you know, I can spend, I mean, I think their massages are like $69 for a membership or something like that. So I can spend like more money to acquire a customer than they would make a whole year on a customer. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, it just makes more sense to do it this way, you know?
Man, I hope people who are listening understand that. It is always comes down to whoever can spend the most to acquire a customer wins. It's just the game.
Yeah, right.
It's always been that way. And all of a sudden you'll find that soon Massage Envy is going to be referring you clients because it's cheaper for them.
Yeah, right. Oh, right.
So you went from one clinic now to four or five and – help me understand kind of your idea as far as why go to the franchise.
Just because we think it's because I want to. So, okay. So really the long and the short of it is I want to, in some small way, like affect healthcare, you know, like, so people kind of at least like, I had this consultant when we first started that like basically said like, what would it look like if like holistic practitioners are at the forefront of medicine? You know, shocked me how like self-centered it was to think that, okay, just two clinics and, you know, like, and I'm good, you know, like, you know, and that'd be a lot easier to manage. And then I watched this documentary, I think it was on PBS, and it was basically this PhD. He figured out how to like slow down dementia and Alzheimer's. And it was basically like exercise and nutrition, you know. He petitioned Medicare and Medicaid to pay for it. And his rationale was like, well, it needs to be profitable for the doctors to do it. And so like, if I can create a model, like a holistic model that puts the patient at the center and affect in some, maybe in some small way, how healthcare is perceived, that's my end goal, you know? And then a byproduct of that would be, yeah, I make a bunch of money, right? You know, so So that's like, I mean, and that's why I feel super passionate about this, is because, you know, at the end, you know, like, it's, people might think, well, it's just massage. You're just doing this, you know. It's like, yeah, but it's like the same thing with the pillow analogy. I want to give them something they want, and then hopefully that's the domino that affects how they look at their health in general, you know. So, like, as we evolve as a company, too, we want to incorporate more and more of those aspects of that, you know. So, and that's why we started a gym, because right now right now it's more manual therapy, less active things. But the gym is to help us kind of figure out what our niche is in the more active category, you know, incorporating the medical into that aspect of it too, you know.
So Lloyd, is the gym part of the exact same facility, or is it a separate place?
Well, we have one location that has a gym and like the massage and wellness component of it too. And that's where we're figuring out like how we're going to like innovate in that way, incorporating medical into it. You know, it's kind of like a playground for us to figure that out. You know?
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have your own little skunk works built in.
Yeah. Well, it just happened to be that location was going to cost us the same amount of money to build out just for the massage. We got a great deal on that location, so we just figured, hey, let's take the plunge. And then you find out how much like gym equipment is. Like, then 250,000 later, you're like, did I do this? Okay, we're really gonna have to figure this out now.
That's fantastic. So you basically got the One Comma Club last year. You just now reached out and crossed through 10 million.
Yeah.
Tell us kind of what took you from where you were to where you are now.
Yeah, combination of the four locations, and then help optimizing that process, and then getting more exact numbers. And I spend a lot of money on Facebook. You know, I spend probably 40 grand a month on Facebook, you know. And now we have a marketing team. You know, you're just scaling it. So
what are some of the things you've learned through the scaling aspect?
Well, I mean, I defer to James about that, but no, but I would, you know, to me, it's just that people are super important. And I think the biggest challenge for me, I see, because last year we opened two locations, move our original location to a new place that's more, looks like more of what our franchise will look like. And so for me, I just realized how much I was like falling short as like a CEO, not creating a framework so that people can function independently of myself, you know? So, and then also, I mean, I think it's also, you know, the kind of the counter side of that too, is like, I couldn't in good conscience just let them handle something without them like really understanding our vision too. So I have to create a framework in which those things can happen, you know, embedded in with the vision, you know? So that's why, you know, that's why I was just like, okay, we need to reach out to James and figure this out, you know? So.
No, I love that. That's, I think, in my entrepreneurial journey, it's the one thing I've realized, that there was many times where I was the biggest obstacle in the growth of our business.
Yeah.
And part of that was, as the CEO, I wasn't in a situation to where I was willing to let go of things. And then other times when I did let go of it, I didn't give those people I was giving things to enough of an understanding of really where we wanted to go.
Yeah, right.
And all of a sudden I got frustrated with them, and they're going, dude, you never told us anything. You just basically said run with it.
Yeah, right. To me, and then also our hiring press has evolved. So we really want people to be kind of like willing to catch the vision for can be a tendency for entrepreneurs, just like, okay, plug in this hole with this person and their warm body, you know, when really I'd rather just maybe slow down and find the right person. And we've incorporated a lot of testing, personality testing, and, you know, and then also you get better at hiring too. You kind of can snuff that out. Right. I mean, so it's, you know, this is my first company I've ever owned. So it's like, you know, it's an evolution of how I'm think about things, and, you know, which is nice though. I don't know how other people that just do a business to make money. I don't know how they would want to, I don't know. The creative juices flow a lot more when you're passionate about it and you have a vision for something too. And so then now you can connect that vision when you're hiring someone like, okay, are they going to fit in that? You know, are they going to fit in that kind of like what for that?
Say it one more time. Are they going to fit in that part?
No. So, I mean, if you have a vision, right? So like now you can find the right person to fit where you want to go to, not just for that job, you know,
yeah.
as it is, you know? So, cause I mean, I'm one person. There are a lot of people. I'm not like the like super smart, you know, you know what I'm saying? It's really more of like that passion about like, and I get very creative when it's connected to that. I've tried to make money in the past just to make money. And I just was not good at it. I wouldn't call myself an entrepreneur, you know, like I mean, I think maybe on the outside looking in, I can see that, but I'm just more of a creative problem solver in relationship to this vision that we have. Like, how do I get from point A to point B, you know, the most effective way possible, you know, so.
Lloyd, I appreciate that. I know that's, as we've looked at hiring staff here, that's the main thing we've really tried to do is to find the very best people. Mm. And if we have to move them around as far as the right seat on the bus, we'll do that.
Yeah, good.
Get the right person. It's a lot better getting the right person than trying to find a person to fill a hole.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, good to great was an eye-opening book for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
I also think it's interesting to you don't consider yourself an entrepreneur, and yet at the same time, you're extremely passionate about solving a problem.
I mean, yeah, right.
To me, that's really what entrepreneurs do. They see a problem that's out there, and they're going, you know what? I am extremely passionate about solving that problem.
Yeah,
not for myself, but for all the lives of the people it's going to bless. And to me, that's honestly what an entrepreneur does.
You gave me chills when you said that. Honestly, that's what it is, right? You want to affect those people and how, like, the kind of, have you ever watched like Good Will Hunting? He was like, he was in there having that interview with that guy. And he was like, well, if I take this job, I'm going to be doing this and it's going to affect my friend here. And he's going to do all, you know, and I was just like, you know, like, man, just to think of the people that could possibly be affected by, you know, and their lives change in some positive way, you know, that's amazing to me, you know?
Again, I get chills every time I think about it. It's kind of our whole passion with ClickFunnels and everything else is freeing entrepreneurs.
Right, right.
To accomplish whatever it is they really, truly want. And I think the first thing, obviously, is that financial freedom. You kind of mentioned, I see the same path for a lot of us. We start off going, I got to put food on my table. I don't care what it takes. I got to get that covered. But as soon as that's covered, it's like, okay, what do I really want to do? And that's where you start going out. So, again, massive congratulations to you and all that you've done.
Appreciate it.
Obviously, getting our 2 Comic Club plaque is a super cool award. Over 320 now, but more importantly, I think Miles was number 19.
No, he's
20.
We're past. I think we're 21. Lloyd's number 21.
You're the 21st person to get our.
Hey, it's my favorite number too. 21.
21. You did it.
Fate. There you go, man.
It was fate. You're 21st person to actually get over $10 million through a funnel. So, congratulations, bud. We're super excited for you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Well, Lloyd, if people wanted to reach out to you, what's the best place or how should they reach out to you?
Yeah, I started a private Facebook group. You can check it out, Healthcare Professionals Growth Secrets. And then, you know, if you go in there, I put a template in there of like our process so you can check it out and see. So.
And for those of you who don't understand how to spell healthcare like me, I did health space care. It's actually healthcare with no spaces and it comes up real fast that way.
Right, right.
Well, Lloyd, thanks so much. But anything else, Miles?
No, I got my question answered. It was don't waste money on Facebook ads that aren't working for you. Like, focus on what's working. And so that was all I had.
It's simple when you think about it.
No, it really is. It really is. I think, you know.
Just do stuff that works and forget everything else.
Right. Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Nice. Well, congratulations, Lloyd.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Hey, everybody, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. If you don't mind, could you please share this with others? Rate and review this podcast on iTunes. It means the world to me. Where I'm trying to get to is 1 million downloads here in the next few months, and we've just crushed through over 650,000. And I just want to get that next few 100,000 so we can get to 1 million downloads and see really what I can do to help improve and get this out to more people. At the same time, if there's a topic, if there's something you'd like me to share or someone you'd like me to interview, by all means, just reach out to me on Facebook. You can PM me, and I'm more than happy to take any of your feedback, as well as if there's people you'd like me to interview, I'm more than happy to reach out and have that conversation with you. So again, go to iTunes, rate and review this, share this podcast with others, and let me know how else I can improve this or what I can do to make this better for you guys. Thanks.